Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're diving into a really significant evolution in how top companies are handling their patents, especially now with, you know, all this big data flying around.
Right. It's a huge shift. We're talking about how strategy is changing. And actually, a lot of our discussion today is sparked by that article, Gaining Competitive Edge Using Big Data and Artificial Intelligence for Patents.
Ah, yes. The one by Kaijo Tuominen. It really sets the context well, doesn't it? It frames how companies need to think differently.
Exactly. It highlights this, well, this patent war environment we're in. Portfolios are constantly being challenged, scrutinized.
And the old ways of just filing and forgetting, they don't really work anymore. These aren't just static legal papers.
Not at all. Think about the sheer scale. Companies like, say, Samsung or IBM, we're talking maybe 100,000, even 200,000 patents globally.
That's a lot to manage.
And then add the daily flood. For just one big U.S. company, you might see, I don't know, 5,000 active cases, plus thousands of new documents, PDFs, coming in every day.
Okay, that puts it in perspective. Relying on manual checks for all that seems, well, impossible.
Pretty much. So that brings us to our mission for this deep dive, right?
Right. We need to understand why this old view is failing and explore this idea, like the Tuominen article suggests, of treating patents more like products.
Yeah, and how this concept of a patent platform using big data and AI can give companies a real edge.
Okay, so let's unpack that first bit, patents as products. What does that actually mean in practice?
Well, it's about shifting perspective. Instead of just seeing a granted patent as the endpoint, you view it as having a whole life cycle, you know, from creation through its active life, maybe to expiration or even being sold off.
Pick a product life cycle,
yeah.
Conception, launch, managing it, end of life. Makes sense.
And specific pieces of information become really key in this view. The publication date, when it's granted, obviously the inventors.
And the claims, right. I hear those are crucial.
Oh, absolutely central. The claims define exactly what is protected. That's vital for valuation, for defending against lawsuits. It's the core of its power, really.
And things like who it references, who references it,
yeah.
Keeping up with those maintenance fees. They all play a role in its value and how long it lasts.
Precisely. Each element affects its strategic worth. It's much more dynamic than just a static document.
Which leads us nicely into why the old ways are, as you said, kind of breaking down. The volume is one thing.
It is, but it's also the speed, the velocity that new patent info comes out. Hmm. And the variety. You've got data from the UFPTO, the EPO in Europe, WIPO, CNPO in China.
All with different systems, different formats, maybe even different languages.
Exactly. Then add your own internal R&D notes, communications with your lawyers. It's just an overwhelming amount of diverse information.
So relying only on, say, an in-house docketing system, maybe a fancy spreadsheet, and farming out the big tasks to outside counsel.
Yeah.
You just can't keep up.
It's like trying to navigate rush hour traffic with a map from 1980. You'll get somewhere eventually, maybe, but it's slow, inefficient, and you're probably going to make some wrong turns. Lots of room for error.
Let's make that concrete. You mentioned a company maybe having 5,000 active U.S. cases.
Yeah, imagine that. And daily, maybe thousands of PDFs land on their desk that could be, what, 25,000, maybe even 50,000 pages of dense legal technical text.
Whoa.
Can a team of people realistically review all that day in, day out perfectly? Validate every date, every detail without any mistakes? It's just not humanly possible on that scale without significant risk. Typos, missed deadlines, the consequences can be huge.
Okay, so the problem is clear. The traditional system is creaking under the strain. What's this patent platform solution that the one people like Tuominen are writing about?
So think of it as a smart automated hub. It's basically a search platform, but way beyond just typing keywords into a database.
It pulls data automatically from all those different patent offices.
Yeah.
USPTO, EPO, WIPO, CNPO.
Yes, exactly. But the key is how it does it. It's not people searching. It's driven by machine learning algorithms and specific business rules.
Business rules. What does that mean?
Rules based on what the company actually cares about strategically. Things like, you know, how they value different parts of their IP portfolio, important legal dates coming up, when fees are due, potential competitor activity, stuff like that.
Ah, okay. So the platform uses these rules and the AI to proactively find and flag the important stuff automatically. Like an intelligent assistant.
That's a good way to put it. It sorts the signal from the noise. It allows the actual IPR experts, the people, to shift their focus.
From just finding and checking data.
Which is incredibly time-consuming and tedious.
To actually analyzing it, using it for strategy.
Precisely. Instead of being buried in data entry, they can focus on the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
Portfolio analysis, spotting risks or opportunities, providing real business intelligence. That's a much better use of their skills.
That sounds like a huge improvement.
Yeah.
What are the main benefits companies see when they implement something like this?
Well, first off, a big jump in efficiency and productivity. Automating those repetitive tasks frees up a lot of time.
And fewer errors, I imagine. Less chance of that critical typo.
Absolutely critical, yes. A significant reduction in human error, which means better data quality, more reliability. You can actually trust the information you're basing decisions on.
Which leads to better decisions, presumably.
Definitely. Much more informed, data-driven decision-making becomes possible because you have up-to-date, accurate information easily accessible. And all this together gives you a stronger competitive advantage. Better portfolio management, better strategic insights.
Now, the article we mentioned earlier also talked about integrating something called Solr Search Indexing, using a facet search model. How does that fit in?
Okay, so Solr is basically a very powerful search technology. Integrating it makes the platform much easier and faster to use for finding specific information within that huge data set.
How so? What are facets?
Think of facets like smart filters. Instead of just a keyword search box, you can filter the results by multiple criteria at once, like technology area, jurisdiction, dates, inventor, keywords, all layered on top of each other.
Ah, so you can really drill down quickly into exactly what you're looking for, even in millions of documents.
Exactly. It makes exploring the data much more intuitive and efficient, which helps get people to actually use the platform effectively, much better than just wading through endless lists of results.
It's interesting how these challenges aren't unique to patents. Managing massive data sets is something lots of industries are wrestling with.
That's a really good connection to make. Look at, say, electronics, or even something seemingly different like the lead battery market.
Lead batteries? Yeah. Really?
Yeah, the sources we looked at mentioned that the electronics segment actually drives a lot of the lead market. Lead acid batteries are still vital in cars, backup power systems. And both these industries, electronics and lead, are dealing with complex supply chains, technical specifications, market data, huge amounts of information. They also need smart systems to manage it all effectively.
So this need for intelligent data management, for turning big data into actionable insight, it's kind of universal in complex fields now.
It really seems to be. And we even see large-scale systems already in the patent world, like you mentioned CNA PSS system in China, built to handle their massive filing volume.
Or using powerful cloud platforms like Google BigQuery to crunch through patent data. The technology is there.
Right, the tech exists. These patent platforms are essentially applying that power specifically to the challenges of IP management.
And it's those companies we hear about topping the patent filing charts year after year. Samsung, Huawei, Qualcomm, LG, TSMC, IBM, they must feel this pressure the most.
Oh, absolutely. If you're filing millions of patents in China or hundreds of thousands in the US and managing tens of thousands of active patent families worldwide,
you simply can't do it effectively the old way.
Exactly. For them, sophisticated automated tools aren't just nice to have. They're becoming essential for survival and staying competitive. You know, Huawei leading the WIPO international filings just highlights that global scale and the complexity involved.
So to kind of wrap this up, the big takeaway seems to be that a fundamental shift is underway. It's necessary, really.
Yeah, I think so. The old manual-centric ways of managing patents just aren't sustainable with today's data volumes and business pressures. Moving towards treating patents as products, as strategic assets.
And using these automated platforms, powered by big data and AI, seems to be the path forward.
It does. It unlocks efficiency, massively reduces errors, improves the quality of your data, and ultimately lets you make smarter, faster decisions.
Which should translate into a real competitive edge, moving from just reacting to data floods to proactively using that data for strategy.
That's the goal, turning data from a burden into a strategic weapon.
Well, that's certainly given us a lot to think about, a really insightful deep dive. And for everyone listening, maybe pause and consider, where in your world are you dealing with information overload? Could some of these principles, treating data strategically, leveraging automation, apply? And what does the future hold for managing complex knowledge assets like IP as technology keeps advancing? Definitely some interesting questions. Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive.